I'm Bill Littlefield, ahead on Only a Game, a new biography of Baseball Hall of Famer Roy Campanella. But first, it's conference tournament week, and basketball teams across the nation are fighting for titles and for NCAA tournament berths. Earlier this week, St. Peter's defeated Iona 62-57, thus capturing the school's third Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference title in school history and earning their way to the 2011 Big Dance. Joining me now on the line from Jersey City, New Jersey, is St. Peter's head coach John Dunn. Coach Dunn, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you so much, Bill, for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Now, I've looked at the headline on the story on your website or your basketball team's website, and it starts out, "Have you ever seen a peacock dance?" So I assume that was the reaction on campus?
It was great. You know, we had a bunch of people come to the game, you know, bus in from Jersey City to Connecticut. It was just fun to be able to watch them celebrate along with us. You know, the team, obviously, family, friends, administration. You know, it's been 16 years since we've been dancing since 1995. So, you know, it certainly is a memorable experience.
Can you tell me about anything specific in terms of the reaction on campus?
Oh, yeah, it's been great. On Thursday, we had a pep rally within the lunch hour, which we had just a fantastic turnout. You know, following that, we had a president's reception. So, you know, it's been great. Just the support we've been getting from all the teachers, administrators, faculty, it's just been second to none. So it's just a buzz on our campus. It's been fantastic.
For those of our listeners unfamiliar with your team, tell us a little bit about its strengths and weaknesses and about some of the specific players we should be looking at as the tournament begins.
Sure. You know, we're a defensive-minded team. You know, we're number two in the country in defensive field goal percentage. You know, when we do shoot the ball well and we limit our turnovers, that makes us very dangerous because we do usually guard fairly well. We just don't always take care of the basketball. You know, we have four seniors that are playing at a high level right now, two all-league, second-team all-league guys, and Wesley Jenkins, who's a wing, and Ryan Bacon, who's a 6'7 athletic forward. We have two other seniors. One, Jerron Beelin, who was tournament MVP for the MAC tournament, and then a point guard, Nick Leon, who has a very good ability to shoot. So four seniors who are just very hungry and just ready to get out there and play their next game.
Now, Selection Sunday is, of course, tomorrow. Where will your team members be? Will you all be together watching on a big screen? And who do you hope to face?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a get-together, I guess a selection show party, so to speak, for we're actually opening up to the public and to the students in an auditorium on campus, which will just be, you know, a thrill for us. I mean, the campus has been buzzing for, you know, for the last few days. And, you know, now we're just hoping to continue to put together a couple of good practices. But we'll practice right before the selection show, you know, get together with people for that. And, you know, as far as who we face, I mean, I don't know. You know, you hope for certain kinds of matchups. You don't know what teams you're going to play. Anybody that we play is going to be a very high seed, so it's going to be a definitely a mountain to climb, but we're certainly looking forward to it. And wherever we get seeded, wherever we play, we're just going to embrace it and try to live in the moment.
What about your players? How what do they look to accomplish when they get to the tournament? Or are these guys just saying, hey, this school hasn't been there in so long, we're just happy to be here?
No, I think because we have four seniors, maybe if we had juniors or more underclassmen, we might be a little deer in headlights, so to speak. But because we have four seniors, we're certainly expecting to go in and get some buzz around the country by stealing one and upsetting people. You know, Siena College the last few years has had great success in the tournament. You know, our league has had good success knocking off high majors, you know, throughout regular seasons as well. So, you know, we're certainly looking forward to the challenge.
Coach, so far we have neglected somehow to discuss your team nickname, which is the Peacocks. Tell me how that came to be.
You put me on the spot here. I thought you might ask that. Actually, there is a story behind it, but I guess I should know. I just finished my fifth year. I guess I'm going to have to read up on that a little bit more.
Well, you know, next time you make the tournament, we'll talk to you again and get that story, okay?
That sounds great.
John Dunn is the head coach of the St. Peter's Peacocks. Coach Dunn, thanks very much for speaking with me.
Bill, it's my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
If you're perplexed by Patsy Cline, flummoxed by Fugazi, or bamboozled by Bartok, Brubeck, or Booker T and the MGs, please visit onlyagame.org to learn more about the music you hear on Only a Game.